First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Facchioni shares about the life of a writer.
3.5 months was the time I had to write a book. My first nonfiction book took a year, the second 6 months, so I suppose this was fitting. Fitting, but nearly impossible, considering not only was there other work to do, but I had a new book coming out. Was I born ready to sink my teeth into a challenge? My father used to say, "Is it never enough for you?" I used to say, "Not so far." The thing is, there's no happiness like writing when the words come fast and true, as if they'd been waiting for the invitation. Those months, my fingers were daily light on the keyboard. While touring with the current book, I wrote on airplanes, hotel beds, on trains, laughing at the inanity of it. The deadline arrived, and I kissed the manuscript goodbye only a few days late. That's when I began to sweat. I hate waiting, and such weighted waiting that was. When my editor finally got in touch, he said, "Your sentences are nice and short, but your paragraphs are too long, and there are too many of them. And did you know you turned in a manuscript 100 pages too long?" With the help of my friend Cheryl, the manuscript got whittled down. The last edits are complete. Come spring, my words between two covers.
Patrice Facchioni's new book, My Shouting, Shattered, Whispering Voice, A Guide to Poetry and Speaking Your Truth, comes out and launches at Bookshop Santa Cruz on March 31st, 2020. If you would like to share your stories or opinions, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.